Let's rise for the reading of God's word. The presider will read and the congregation will follow along. And the congregation can read the last part, chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 1. There was a certain man from Ramathaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah, and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, her husband, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you so downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, this is verse 9, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And she made a vow, saying, "O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and never forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head." Verse 17. Eli answered, "Go in peace, and may the Lord, the God of Israel, grant you what you have asked of him." She said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes." Then she went away and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Verse 27, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Let's all read chapter 2, verses 18 through 21. Chapter 2, verse 18. "But Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. Each year his mother made him a little robe and took it to him when she went up with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, 'May the Lord give you children by this woman to take the place of the one she prayed for and gave to the Lord.' Then they would go home. And the Lord was gracious to Hannah. She conceived and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew up in the presence of the Lord." This is the reading of the word. Please be seated. Today, we're privileged to have our senior pastor, Reverend Caleb Huang, come give our message, A Godly Mother, Hannah.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to bless and hope all mothers here have a very happy Mother's Day. This morning, I choose the topic, A Godly Mother, Hannah, in order to match two purposes. The first, the message for the Mother's Day, and then the children dedication ceremony afterwards. We all know Hannah was a godly woman. She dedicated her son to God, and God used Samuel as a great prophet, as an honorable priest, the last judge. He anointed 2 kings of Israel, the first 2 kings, Saul and David. through his godly life, God accomplished his will, and God's name was glorified. Israelites was blessed, and also Hannah's household was blessed. Samuel was blessed. Hannah herself was blessed too. So this morning we would like to meditate some special characters of Hannah's life, why she is a godly mother. She is our model. This morning, because we do not have much time, so I only want to meditate on three important characters of this lady. The first, fear God. The second, trust God. The third, love God. First, fear God. The second, trust God. The third, love God. Hannah is a lady. She really fears God. But we have to notice, people fears God cannot be exempted from tribulations. Hannah is a pious person, but piety cannot exempt tribulation. Hannah was barren. She has no children. In ancient times, a wife's chief role was to produce children. A barren womb was considered a curse, and Hannah would have been looked down upon in that society. She must be socially disgraced, emotionally depressed, and spiritually disturbed. She has no children. If there were a Mother's Day in his time, in her time, I think she would probably do not want to come to church, do not want to attend any services. She was in trouble on every Mother's Day. Probably because of her barrenness, her husband, Elkanah, married a second wife. Even though the Bible records some polygamous relationship of the patriarchs, but the Bible never endorses it. God's word always teaches us one wife for life principle. God doesn't want people have more than one wife. As you know, in the States, most married men do not like their mother-in-law. So someone has said that the penalty for bigamy is two mothers-in-law in his family. Unfortunately, the second wife, Peninnah, was not a good lady, nor a kind person. We don't know why she has so many children. She was fruitful. But we know she hates Hannah, kept provoking her in order to irritate her. The word provoke literally means to curse, to cause her thunder, to try to get her to blow her up. In verse 7, reveals Peninnah did this every year when they went to Shiloh to worship God. It bothers Hannah so much that she wept and she were not able to eat. But the most difficult thing was that the Bible repeated twice, the Lord has closed her womb. The problem she was facing came from the Lord. She was barren because the law is in control. This is one of the most difficult lessons we will ever learn. Our problems are given to us by the law himself. How can we understand that? It is God who is behind all circumstances in our life. We don't really want to believe that. We would rather believe all from Satan or from someone else. But the Bible said twice, the law closed her womb. The difficulty comes from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, only mature Christians, only godly people can understand the mystery. In the Old Testament, when Job was very sick, he said to his wife, "Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" Job knows God is in control. Don't blame him. We just obey, just live before him. We just want to please him. We don't understand too many things, but we know one thing, God is in control. Solomon, I think most likely it was Solomon, who wrote the Ecclesiastes. In chapter 7, verse 14, the writer says, "When times are good, be happy, but when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other." God has made the one as well as the other. Would you repeat after me? God has made the one as well as the other. God made good things in your life, but also allow bad things happening in your life. People who fear God, who really worship God, he can overcome tribulation in his life. Facing all those difficulties, Hannah still want to worship God. Hannah went to Shiloh with her husband and with other family members. She come to the Lord, pray to the Lord, cry to the Lord, and wish a miracle, and make a promise before the Lord. She didn't come to complain. She didn't come to grumble. She was willing to travel a very long distance in order to worship God. From her hometown, the hill country of Ephraim to Shiloh is about 20 miles. Probably you would say, 20 miles, that's just a piece of cake. My home is 30 miles away from church. I come to the church twice a week. But wait, you come to the church, you drive your fancy car to the church. They have to walk on their feet. You come to the church, only spend 20 minutes. They will spend more than 5 to 6 hours. You come to the church, go by freeway. They have to climb up and down the hill trail. Hannah did really pay her price in order to worship God. She is a godly person before God. She come to worship, to pray, to make promise, manifest her devout spirituality. One more factor might give her a good excuse for not coming to worship, because at that time, two priests are very bad, sons of Eli. Those two are evil persons, Hophni and Phinehas. Those two persons, they are bad guys. So Hannah may have some good reasons. I don't like those two ministers. I don't like the service. I don't like the style of the service. I don't want to give thank offering because I was not all that thankful. Nevertheless, she still walked 5 to 6 hours to worship God in Shiloh. Her piety overcomes her tribulation. brothers and sisters, we come to the church, we come to worship our God, worship our Lord Jesus Christ. Even though many difficulties in your life, even though many troubles in your life, don't complain, don't come to the Lord, say, why you treat me like that? We just obey Him. We just know His will must be good. Sometimes too many excuses, so I don't want to go to church. The church is too far away, or the service is too early. It's 9:15 a.m. on Sunday morning. I'm still on bed at that time. I don't want to go so early. These are excuses. Sometimes it is raining. Sometimes it's snowing. But those are no excuses. Overcome all difficulties, all hindrances, all troubles if you really fear God, if you really want to worship God. This is the first important special character of the godly mother Hannah. The second thing, she really trusts God. Trust in God. Commit everything unto God. Thus, Hannah could overcome her tribulations by prayer. Hannah did not only fear God, she also trusted God. And she expressed her faith in prayer. From the Bible, we know she prayed with tears. Not only with tears, with vows. Not only with vows, she prayed with persistence. Not only with persistence, she prayed with confidence. Pray with tears. Pray with vows. Pray with persistence. Pray with confidence. She come to the Lord, pray earnestly, fervently. She wept much before the Lord. It is true, sometimes God uses our problem to drive us to pray. Most of the time, we do not like to pray. When you're facing something difficult in your life, you come to the Lord. I hope all Christians pray every day, even though nothing happened. When you are very smooth, when you are very successful, remember, keep your praying life. Every time when we pray, we should pray with our heart, with our emotion, even sometimes with our tears. That means pray to the Lord earnestly, fervently, not just speak some words, not just have some voice, with your heart. Really come to the Lord. There are some examples in the Bible. The Lord was very pleased with those prayers. Moses, when he prayed for his sister Miriam, Miriam had leprosy, Moses cried to the Lord, pray with his heart. Oh God, please heal her. Pray with tears. Pray with his heart. Nehemiah, when he heard the bad news about Jerusalem, he came to the Lord, wept, mourned, fasted, and prayed before God. God listened to his prayer. Paul, when he prayed for Ephesian Christians, Paul said, for 3 years, I kept crying. I cried to God. I prayed for those Christians. When God hears those kind of prayer, God really did wonderful thing among them. Therefore, brothers and sisters, keep praying to God earnestly, with your tears sometimes, for your difficulties, for all the circumstances in your life. The Lord is listening. He is trustworthy. He is faithful. Now we come to second thing about prayer. Hannah prayed with vows. Hannah made vows. She said, if the Lord gave me a son, I would give back this son to the Lord. She would dedicate her son to become a Nazirite, to serve the Lord for his entire life. Hannah knew to whom she was praying to, that the one she was praying to was the great God. He is the Almighty God. Other translation, the Lord of hosts. The Almighty Lord has all the hosts of heaven ready to do his work. Hannah is appealing to the one who has all the power, all the authority, because she knows there is nothing she can do, but there is nothing he cannot do, since he is the Almighty God. He is the sovereign law of the whole universe. Comes very important point. Hannah knows everything comes from him. Everything depends on him. Everything belongs to him. All things are from God. All things are through God. All things are to God. Therefore, children are not just for parents. Children are for the Lord. Actually, nothing we have really belongs to us. She knows children are only on loan to us. It is our job to nurture them, to train them, to educate them. The purpose is for the Lord's work. So Hannah knows if the Lord should give her a child, this child should belong to the Lord. I will give him back to the Lord. She made a vow to dedicate her son to God if she should be given one. Not only pray with vow, she also prayed with persistence. The Bible says she kept on praying to the Lord. Not pray 1 minute, not pray one time, kept on praying, was pouring out her soul to the Lord. She has been praying out of her great anguish and the grief. She kept praying before the Lord. Many, many Bible passages teaches us we should pray constantly. We should be devoted to prayer. We should be faithful in prayer. We should be constant in prayer. Keep on praying, our Lord will do miraculous things in our life. Remember, our Jesus gave us a parable about prayer. He said a parable, the persistent widow. Is a long story. I just said the conclusion. Jesus said, God will answer our prayer if we keep crying out to him day and night. God will hear our prayer if we keep crying out to him day and night. This is the promise from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hope we will keep praying with persistence. Not only that, she prayed with confidence. She knows God is faithful. God is trustworthy. So after prayer, the Bible says she went her way and ate something. Her face was no longer downcast. Hannah was confident that the Lord had heard her prayer. She committed everything unto God. She knows God's good will be accomplished. So her face has no longer sad, and her heart was experiencing peace from the Lord. Many godly mothers in church history, they prayed to the Lord, and the Lord really did miraculous things through prayer. I just mentioned two examples. The first was Monica. Maybe you don't know her, but her son, you must already heard about him, Augustine. The fourth and fifth century, the most important and famous Christian was Augustine. He was not a Christian until 33 years old. All his life, he go away from the Lord. He doesn't want to worship God. He commit lots of sins. Her mother, Monica, kept praying for him for 33 years. Finally, he converted to the Lord. After he was baptized by the bishop of Milan, Ambrosius, her mother says to God, "God, I have finished my task. Now I am ready. Go home. Take me home." After a few months, her mother passed away. The one important purpose in Monica's life, pray for his son. This son should belong to God, should come back to God. God listened to her prayer, but for 33 years. Another one was Susanna Wesley. She spent 1 hour each day praying for her 17 children. In addition, she spent 1 hour each week for each child, teach them spiritual matter and pray with them. Among her children, 17 of them, two was greatly used by the Lord. One is John Wesley, another is Charles Wesley. God listened to those prayers. If we keep praying, we pray with confidence, pray persistence, the Lord will listen to our prayer. Now come to the last point. The very important trait of this godly mother, she loved God. She loved God more than her son, more than anything else. Therefore, she dedicated her son Samuel to the Lord. She loved God more than her only begotten, beloved son. She kept her promise. Sometimes, many people make promise to God only to forget them once time passes. Not so with Hannah. I hope not so with all of us. We know everything comes from God. Everything God prepared for us. If you will really fear God, really trust in God, we should love God more than anything else. Remember, God is a gracious God. God's grace is grace upon grace. God's blessing is blessings upon blessings. God never withholds any good things from those who love Him, from those who walk in blameless. God did bless Hannah and Samuel. Samuel became God's great servant, become God's great prophet, great priest, great judge, and the last judge. He anointed Saul and David, become the first kings of Israel. Throughout 3,000 years in the history, many people in the world were named after Samuel. I know many Samuel in our congregation. At least I know one, the one who played guitar. He's not here. Samuel Ling, right? I don't know where he went. In the back, okay? I know lots of Samuel. I hope someone is so famous among you. Other people will name after you. I don't know what's your name. I hope people will name after you. We respect and love Samuel. Not only we, at his generation, all Israelites respect Samuel and loved Samuel. God also blessed Hannah. This is very interesting and important. Hannah dedicated his only son, Samuel, to God. But God gave her back 5 more children, 3 sons and 2 daughters. You give God one, God give you back how many? Answer me. 5. How come you didn't get 5 from God? Answer me. Because you never give one to God. Remember, give God one, God will give you back how many? 5. This is very strange, very interesting. You got to try throughout your life. I mean it. If you never try this, you will never understand how wonderful our God is. Give him one, he give you back 5. In the Bible, an important passage. The one who loves God is known by God. Actually, God knows everyone. No matter you love him or not, God surely knows everything in your life. Otherwise, how can he judge the whole world in the future? But why Paul said, the one who loves God is known by God? That means God will reward those who love him, grace upon grace, blessings upon blessings, strength upon strength, glory upon glory. Today is the Mother's Day. All mothers here, I urge you, make it your mission to nurture and raise your children according to the will of God. Have the heart, dedicate your child unto the hand of the Lord. Keep praying for them. You must will be blessed by our Lord. Now the last thing, I hope all of us, everyone of us, no matter what situation we are, God loves us just like God loves Hannah. Even though Hannah was disgraced in that society environment, no matter what kind of society standard you have, remember, God loves you. God wants to use you. God wants to bless you. God has his wonderful plan in your life. But 3 important things we should learn from Hannah. 3 things I already preached this morning. Now I want to ask you. First, 2 words. What's that? Second? Third? Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving this good model, Hannah, in the Bible. Pray you help us to learn so in our life we can progress in fear you, trust you, and love you, so that your blessings may come upon to all of us. Pray you bless all the mothers here and everyone here. Pray in Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.